At 7:06, we have 47 degrees here at the KJN studios. We look for fog early, mostly sunny later on today with west-northwest winds at 10 to 15 and a high of 72 degrees. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in-state and local news on KJAN. News is brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of two young Red Oak women after a traffic stop on Tuesday night. At 8:41 p.m., officers conducted a traffic stop in the 1200 block of North Boundary Street for an equipment violation. After officers made contact with the two female occupants, an investigation recovered marijuana and drug paraphernalia in the vehicle. The driver, 21-year-old Nakia Nicole Lamb of Red Oak, was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. And a passenger, 18-year-old Anna Marie Oftenberg of Red Oak, was charged with possession of a controlled substance. Both women were taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond each. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
Dear old, decrepit, never reliable combine, I'm so sorry, but things just aren't working out between us, and I can't face another long harvest with the same old problems. I thought we had worked through most of our issues last fall when we had to replace your unloading auger, not to mention your elevator chain. And then there was that time when your hydrostat stopped us so abruptly in the middle of the field. We had a lot of good years, old combine, but with the new style feeder house on the New Holland machine, I'll get 20% better feeding, and the New Holland self-leveling shoe will give me a cleaner sample when I get to the elevator. Now that's more money in my pocket. I talked to Chris at Lindeman's and he said they have several models available right now to consider. So I must leave you now, old, decrepit, never reliable combine. Harvest is right around the corner. Yours truly, a new, happy New Holland farmer.
This is Chris from Lindeman's. If your combine has become unreliable, come see us at Lindeman Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In other local news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the early morning arrest of a Council Bluffs man on drug charges following a traffic stop. 33-year-old Andrew Dean Beck of Council Bluffs was arrested at the intersection of Highway 34 and A Avenue for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. Deputies were assisted on scene by the Montgomery County Canine Unit. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports another early morning arrest of a Corning woman in Villisca. At 2:18 a.m., deputies arrested 38-year-old Tamara Lynn McCoy of Corning at the intersection of U Avenue and West 3rd Street in Villisca on a valid Page County bench warrant for violation of probation. McCoy was turned over to the Page County authorities and booked into the Page County Jail on $5,000 cash-only bond. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman on Tuesday night. At 9:32 p.m., officers arrested 53-year-old Leanna Miner in the 1200 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak on a Montgomery County warrant for violation of probation. She was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Members of 13 teacher bargaining units have voted to maintain their union affiliations under Iowa's new collective bargaining laws. Iowa Public Employment Relations Board staff counted the votes on Tuesday. The Des Moines Register reports that of the nearly 1,300 eligible voters, more than 1,100 voted to maintain their units. The new collective bargaining laws require public sector unions to recertify every time they face a new contract negotiation. Previously, if the election has occurred, if one of their members petitioned for decertification. Republicans say the new laws give local governments more budget flexibility and ensure that unions are held accountable to all their members. Labor leaders say the new laws are designed to reduce the number of unions and weaken their influence. All of Iowa's 1,200 public bargaining units will face recertification elections. The Page County Sheriff's Office reported the arrest of three Red Oak residents after a several-month investigation into a marijuana grow operation in Page County. A search warrant was executed at 5:20 a.m. on Monday at 104 First Avenue in Red Oak. As a result of that investigation and the search warrant, deputies arrested 48-year-old Timothy Brian Houch, 51-year-old Lori K. Houch, and 48-year-old Len Kenneth Houchins, all of Red Oak. All three individuals were charged with manufacturing of a controlled substance, conspiracy, and tax stamp for marijuana violations. All are Class D felonies. Bond for each was set at $5,000. Timothy Brian Houch posted bond and was released pending future court appearances. Lori K. Houch and Lynn Kenneth Houchins were being held in the Page County Jail. Further charges are pending the investigation. The Iowa Lottery says the social security numbers of nearly 3,000 Iowa Lottery winners were inadvertently posted to a website this month. The lottery said in a news release on Tuesday that the information was in data spreadsheets listing winners of $600 or more in 2011 that were sent to a journalist as part of an open records request. The 2,967 Social Security numbers were accessible on a website for about 10 days until Sunday afternoon, 2 days after someone alerted lottery officials and a day after lottery officials asked the journalist to take it down. The numbers were not immediately visible to website visitors, but could be revealed through extra steps by visitors. Iowa Lottery CEO Terry Rich apologized for the release and said the lottery will offer credit monitoring to those whose data was released. And Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds is highlighting her criticism of football players who kneel during the national anthem to raise money for her gubernatorial race. The Republican governor's campaign sent an email Tuesday that summarizes comments she made a day earlier about the NFL players. She told reporters that players who take knee are so disrespectful because the American flag represents respect for veterans. She sent a campaign email on Tuesday that reemphasized that and linked to her website to encourage donations. President Donald Trump said recently that NFL players who kneel during the anthem should be fired. Some athletes had made the gesture to protest the treatment of blacks by police. Many players, owners, and commissioners have since chastised Trump for his remarks. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll take a look at funeral announcements next. News time is 7:12.
Dear old, decrepit, never reliable combine, I'm so sorry, but things just aren't working out between us, and I can't face another long harvest with the same old problems. I thought we had worked through most of our issues last fall when we had to replace your unloading auger, not to mention your elevator chain. And then there was that time when your hydrostat stopped us so abruptly in the middle of the field. We had a lot of good years, old combine, but with the new style feeder house on the New Holland machine, I'll get 20% better feeding, and the New Holland self-leveling shoe will give me a cleaner sample when I get to the elevator. Now that's more money in my pocket. I talked to Chris at Lindemann's and he said they have several models available right now to consider. So I must leave you now, old, decrepit, never reliable combine. Harvest is right around the corner. Yours truly, a new, happy New Holland farmer.
This is Chris from Lindemann's. If your combine has become unreliable, come see us at Lindemann Tractor, your New Holland dealer in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements this morning, Judy Kors, age 71, of Atlantic, died Friday at home. Funeral services for Judy Kors will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Doris L. Lockery, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Doris L. Lockery will be held on today at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home Guthrie Center has arrangements. Raymond Thielen, age 79, of Manning, died Saturday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. A Mass of Christian Burial for Raymond Thielen will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Norma Jean Lemke, age 91, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Private family services for Norma Jean Lemke will be held today at 2 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Ronald Scott Elmore, age 66, of Avoca, died September 18th in Meade, Kansas. A celebration of life for Ronald Scott Elmore will be held today at 6 p.m. at Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Tyler Bricks, age 40, of Marnie, died September 15th at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. A celebration of life graveside service for Tyler Bricks will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Brighton Township Cemetery northeast of Marnie. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. William Bill Wright, age 84, of Newton, died September 5th at Iowa Methodist Medical Center. A graveside memorial service for William Bill Wright will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oak Hill Cemetery west of Brayton. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Helen Clausen, age 93, of Stewart, died September 11th at the Stewart Community Care Center. A celebration of life service for Mary Helen Clausen will be held Saturday at 2:30 p.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. Isla Larson, age 90, of Atlantic, died Saturday at home. Funeral services for Isla Larson will be held on Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rosemary Leonard, age 78, of Atlantic, died on Tuesday at her home. Mass of Christian burial for Rosemary Leonard is pending. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard Smith, age 86 of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Richard Smith are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest in news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. News brought to you by Lindeman Tractor. It's good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.